This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Growers fear that 2027 prices will put fertilizer out of reach. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
A recent survey by the National Corn Growers Association left no doubt that high fertilizer prices will continue to be a big concern for farmers, especially in 2027. NCGA President Jed Bauer said the ag community is on the verge of having some very big problems.
Fertilizer is completely out of sight for what it costs us to raise a crop. There's no hope for us at this point. And of course, obviously you mentioned, we did a survey. I know Farm Bureau did a survey, a lot of people looking at it. And we've been having these conversations, not for months, but for the past couple years, trying to relay to the administration and to Congress, hey, we're on the verge of big problems in the ag community.
Bauer said there's not enough regulations on the giant fertilizer companies.
You know, there's been no regulations on these giant companies. They know what we can make per bushel, and they decide how much of that percentage they're going to take. And unfortunately, they've taken way more than we can afford. And that's kind of where we're sitting right now. We keep telling that message. The administration says that they're looking into it. I've had a lot of conversations in the offices there with USDA, and they definitely are.
Bauer added that countervailing duties on fertilizer imports need to end for good.
That can help. Soon. Unfortunately, now we're planning. Most all fertilizers down. So is it going to help this year? Well, probably not for the majority of growers. But we do feel that we can get this overturned. We have a few companies that obviously propose to have these put on and don't want to see them go away. And, you know, as we're looking at potentially being in the red for the third or fourth year, they've looked at billions of dollars in profits for the past few years. I don't know when's enough enough.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.